Welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I am Chest, aka Chest. Who else is with me tonight?
I'm Cole.
And I'm Ben.
Yeah, they are everybody. That they look at those just smiles everywhere. Guys, I don't have a traditional sparkling water with me today.
Yeah, what's going on?
Lame. I made one myself. No. This is fun. So how one of Kyle's friends gave her a fancy, like big old bottle of sparkling water, which is just a terrible decision to make, not to give. I appreciate the gift, but just why would you make a big bottle? Because you're not going to be able to drink it all in one go, and it's going to get flat. Like we all know that. You have a can of sparkling water, it's flat in like 10 seconds if you don't drink
it.
So I was already skeptical how this would go. However, Kyle's like, hey, throw a splash of lime in there. Throw a half a lime in there. We did that. Amazing. So I put in some ice and lime and a mint leaf, a couple mint leaves. Oh my gosh. It's like summer in my mouth, which is great because it's winter outside. So I still have sparkling water, just not a can to go.
Yeah.
Is mint a summer flavor?
For me, it is.
Okay. No, that's fair.
I thought that was a winter thing.
Yeah.
For me, like cinnamon.
Wintergreen.
Cinnamon and like orange peel would be very
peppermint.
Well, cinnamon, I think winter as well.
So this is spearmint, not peppermint.
And oranges, I think. Orange juice, morning time, summertime.
Breakfast.
Yeah,
you only have breakfast in the summer. Mm-hmm. At least up here, the northern part of the United
Illinois,
States.
It's a law, I think, in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't grow oranges in the winter.
Crossing into the Illinois, welcome to the land of summer breakfasts. It's a law.
Land of Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
Resident saint of our podcast, Abraham Lincoln.
He's
quoted that, more than anybody else, I think, in our show.
That is a t-shirt. Abe Lincoln, our patron saint. Abe Lincoln is our patron saint. Three Dads Talking About Anime. That is gonna be something. I'm gonna make it into something. That you just hit upon something great.
Well,
greatness.
It's good. Yeah. Well, I had to have this. I've had two very refreshing drinks today. So this is a very refreshing drink. But then I was at a coffee shop that a buddy of mine owns, and they had they called it a something something tea refresher. And I was like, I don't want any coffee, so I'm going to drink this. And it was cold, and it had cinnamon and ginger in it. And it was really good. And it tasted like fall. That's what I thought of. It tastes like fall.
Hmm. You and your seasonal taste.
Yeah.
Yep. speaking of falling, my 1.5-year-old fell off of a massive slide today. So says my mother, who is their grandmother.
From the top? Or
yeah.
Or like she just slid down it. Because technically you're always falling down a slide.
Nope. She climbed up to the top and then just ran off and like fell onto the ground. And my mom did not want to tell me. Because she had that face of like, so something happened. And I'm like, what happened? And she's like, well, Lily might have fallen off the slide. I'm like, where off the slide? She's like, the top? Question mark? And I was like, well, she's obviously fine. Because that was like, that wasn't right now. And she's acting completely normal now. So I'm sure she's okay. She was like, yeah, I was really worried. But she's fine. So it probably freaked her out a lot more than it freaked me out.
Man.
Yep. Kid. I mean, her arm's broken, but
right. Kids get hurt.
Kids get hurt. What is it? That's a
She had three some kids, right?
Yeah, my mother, yes.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
Three and some change.
Yeah, she should know.
I think it's different with grandkids.
That might be true.
You know, I think they care more or something. I don't know.
Yeah. What is it? You know?
I don't know. Maybe we'll know one day. We'll never know. We'll never know. I mean, maybe. But really never.
The world may never know.
Well, how was y'all's weeks? Any refreshing drinks or falls?
Ben, I'm looking at you, man.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't remember falling?
Scrapes or bruises? You're saying recently or just ever?
No. I meant before. Recently, within the last week. I would assume you've taken a tumble or two.
Yes. Ah, yes.
Ah, the good old days.
Good old tumble. Yeah. I don't tumble like I used to.
That's a thing, though, right? Isn't that like tumbling? Isn't that like a sport or gymnastic thing?
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Like
it's an expensive gym class.
Ah.
Hey, yep. Chest, did you know I've only broken two bones in my body? And one of them was my arm. And do you know how I broke my arm?
I broke it.
Ooh, that's correct. Oh. No, it was actually I fell off of a slide.
Don't tell me that. Wow.
It's true, though. Yep.
Like how? So how high of a slide was this?
It was, 6 feet, maybe.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So it was because I landed right on my arm. Just full weight.
Was this last year or when you were a kid?
Yeah, it was it was actually today. No, it was I
noticed something different. First your arm being held up. So full disclosure, I was homeschooled, and I have a terrible understanding of what ages go with grades. So how old are you in first
grade? About six.
Gotcha. Yikes, that hurts. Did you shrug it off?
No. But the other bone I broke was my leg, the fibula bone, in football, and my coach told me to walk it off.
Told you to walk off a leg break.
Yeah. Because it's your fibula, so it's a little bone in the back of your calf, so you can't see the break.
And you don't need those.
Yeah, you don't need them, but they hurt a lot.
You got two bones in your legs, so.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I mean, it was the less important one, so whatever.
Right, get back in the game.
Yeah, it was a practice, unfortunately. It wasn't even in a game situation.
You know, I'm sensing a theme with your sports. You're in a lot of practices.
Yeah. Practices that just go wrong.
Practice goes perfect.
Practice goes. My piano teacher always used to tell me, practice does not make perfect, but it does make permanent. That's always stuck with me.
Oh.
It's actually really pretty wise. It's stuck with me since I was like 9. Yeah. Whatever you do in practice will come out in the recital.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's makes true. Sense.
That is so pretty I just wise.
Like, oh, he still got it. classic piece.
Up there on the church piano doing my homeschool recital. Never touch the piano.
Oh man, wow.
Oh man.
Oh man.
So that's wow. Fun. So no, nothing interesting happened this week, I'm gathering. Just breaking arms and when you're six.
Man, I don't know. Oh, Colb, didn't you have a work story?
Oh yes.
I did. I was gonna bring it up, but Ben, you remembered, so I'm very happy about that.
Not bring it up.
You know, I didn't know if I wanted to save it for another episode that we might record tonight, but it's cool.
May or may not record at
right.
the same time.
We may or may not. But anyway, so at my work, I had another anime conversation with someone.
Nice.
What? Yeah. So I was at this place. It was a factory putting in, installing what I install. I'm not going to say anything about that. And then I saw this guy. He was wearing a certain t-shirt. Want to guess the show?
Oh,
My Hero Academia.
No, I'm gonna say like.
What do you mean no? You can't say no.
Yeah, Ben, no, no,
yeah, no, no, Ben. That's not gonna be it.
I'm gonna go a little. Let's go with Jujutsu Kaisen.
Okay, you're both wrong. Classic Dragon Ball.
Oh.
Yeah,
would not have guessed that.
Oh, why? It's popular. Everybody knows that show.
Obviously I didn't guess it.
Whatever. Yeah, so I went up to him and I was like, "Hey, classic." I didn't hear that because I was. Weird. I was like, "Hey, classic Dragon Ball. That's sweet, man. Love that shirt." And I said, "Hey, I don't have much time, but who's your favorite character? Now, do you want to guess who his favorite character was?"
So this is Dragon Ball.
Through the whole series, all everything.
Okay.
Dragon Ball Z, ooh, everything. So who is his favorite character?
Vegeta.
Ben?
Goku.
Bulma.
Oh, okay. The answer is Vegeta. It's always Vegeta.
Yes.
Everyone just loves Vegeta. And then he said, "I even have a tattoo of him on my back." And I was like, whoa. What? And he said,
lower
and
back,
he started to take his shirt off, which was getting a little weird.
Wow.
I'm not even joking. But then he thought a little different of it. He's like, maybe I shouldn't. I'm like, no, you shouldn't. But not only is it Vegeta chest, his favorite is Majin Vegeta.
Oh, that's not. I don't know if I agree with that, but okay, it's an interesting choice.
He looked like a biker, so I'm assuming he likes the evil character.
But I like Majin, the hardcore Vegeta.
But Majin Vegeta, that's one of your favorite Vegeta moments, right?
It is, actually.
Yeah, yeah. See?
That was the turning point for me of Vegeta as a whole character.
Yeah. So there you go.
I can't fault him for that. Maybe that was his favorite moment.
Maybe. That might have been his tattoo.
Could be. It was a tattoo.
Yep, that face.
It's an iconic image.
At that moment.
That Ben doesn't know about yet.
Yeah. Just imagine Bugs Bunny with Elmer Fudd, but Vegeta, and you got it.
Yep.
Okay.
Just think of Vegeta holding a shotgun.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
a hole in the ground.
And then a hole in the ground, and Goku's sticking out of it. And you're getting there.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah, seems like it's going to be a great moment.
So this was a successful.
It's a doozy.
Yeah, it's a doozy. It's an interesting image just to look at on screen, but you get used to it after a while. But no, this is a good, a successful conversation. It didn't last long because I couldn't. He was like working at a saw, like he was sawing wood, and I didn't want to bother him too much. But it worked out. And he said his tattoo made me think of you, Chess, because of your tattoos.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, I'm just kidding. Nice. Because of your favorite character.
Oh, that makes sense. Is it because I strip off my shirts to show my tattoos?
Yes.
Is that, you're like, oh, I have this friend.
I have a friend who does that.
You shouldn't do that. put your shirt back on, sir. Oh, man.
Speaking of which,
that would be weird.
Ooh. If I may.
Yes.
You may.
In 8 days, I will be finishing my Nightcrawler tattoo. So,
hey!
In 8 days.
Color and smoke Oh man, I'm excited. I mean, I'm not excited about getting it because it's going to be a tender one, but it'll be sweet.
So next Friday?
Yes, sir.
Nice. This episode won't have come out yet. Isn't that great?
Hey.
Isn't that, love how time works. That's people awesome. Need to know. They need to know. The public needs to know. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was listening to this is a common thing because I was listening to another podcast and the guy was like, the host was like, oh yeah, tell him about the thing that's happening tomorrow. And they made the same joke because he's like, well, it's happening, you know, Monday. And he's like, oh, the episode already won't be out yet, or blah, 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 blah. And like, yeah, so it went great. And I was like, oh, haha, we struggle with that too. That's funny. Time.
It's real.
It's a real problem. Predicting the future, as me and Culpa found out, is very difficult.
Correct. What are you referring to?
Another set of episodes that hasn't come out yet.
Oh, right. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those without getting
you're
into,
right. Oh, goodness.
No, they haven't come out yet. So, Ben, you remember we did a little filler. This will be a little teaser.
Yeah,
for all
let's
you
tease
listeners
it.
Out there. Yeah, let's tease it. So, me and Culpa have done a filler. We were really bored, I think, and we were like, what could we do? If Ben is busy and we just have nothing to do with our lives, because Ben has a life and we don't.
Ben does
what
have
do
a
we
life.
Do? He does have a life. Everybody, just to let you guys know, we don't.
No, it's
so,
a lie.
So we had this idea to do a two-parter. So we watched 25%. It turned out to be three episodes of this show, but it could be more if we do it again. And Ben, you can get in on this. It was pretty fun. We watched
it was
25% of a show and stopped. And then we had to predict everything else that happened in the rest of the show.
Oh, that'd be funny.
And we rated how we did after. Then we just watched the rest of the episodes and we talk about how well or bad we did. Because you don't know, listeners, we might have gotten it perfect.
Yeah, it was like we were back in high school and we graded each other's papers.
Yep.
We checked off what we got right, what we got wrong. Most of it was wrong.
Mm.
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Now, were you just going for accuracy or laughs as well?
We at this go around, we went for accuracy.
Accuracy. Okay. Yeah. We really wanted to win.
We did. And I won't say if we did or not. There was a bet in there of like, if Kolb gets this right, he just wins. Mm-hmm. So I won't say if he won or not. Some of them were easier to, like, we started out more general and then we got to like really specific and like, this character is going to do this thing and in this situation. It was pretty fun. So little teaser for you fans out there.
A good tease.
Yeah, it's a good tease. Just like our factory workers with their shirts. And
Hey-o.
We hope you'll listen to those episodes whenever they come out. Could be 20 years from now. We don't know.
It could be.
They're filler episodes. So filler episodes.
It's a filler episode. Ah, fun.
That's
about done with Christopher R. song.
Also a future episode. It's okay. You can say that. Actually,
I'm almost done with this theme song.
Wait a second.
I'm
what
already done with this theme
are we
song.
Doing? You're already done with this theme song. Yeah. You're already done with this theme song. That was a long time ago, Ben. That
Wasn't
was last
it
month.
Fun?
Yeah, it was fun last month.
I laughed so hard when I heard it.
Ah, yes. It wasn't supposed to be funny, but thank you. Oh.
Well, yeah, I found it funny. I got the joke in there.
Yep. So many good moments bringing our arch enemy on this show. It was a good time.
Wow. It you know, it ended up being an okay time. I really was dreading it. I actually texted him later that night and said, you know what? That wasn't half bad.
I will remember that.
What was wrong with his camera?
It was just his face.
Oh.
Yeah. It did look really weird.
Yeah.
Again, just his face.
His face.
That's just his face.
That's just how he is. Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a couple years, so he's he's done something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did something with his face, I think.
Plastic surgery, actually. Oh, poor Christopher R.
Yeah.
Hello.
Good commentary, though. Good commentary.
It's good stuff. Who's our fan that only listens for the intro portions?
Schmustin. What's
his name? Schmustin. Schmustin's getting a good earful tonight.
Oh, bless his heart.
Bless Schmustin's heart.
Bless his or her.
Do you know who Schmustin is, Ben?
Wasn't I the one that made that up?
Yeah.
No, you made it up, but do you
made
know
up
who
the name.
Real...
Yeah.
You know who it really is?
Oh, no, not at
but
all.
But he doesn't know who it is, which makes it funny.
We'll we'll have to tell you later off air because it'll crack you up.
Yeah. I can't remember. I just remember saying
it's
it.
You. Just kidding. No, it's not you.
Got him.
But I'll give you a hint. I do know the person.
Ben does too.
Oh, yes. I remember now. I said that because I knew who you guys were talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's familiar.
Yep, there you go. I remember now.
Hilarious. There you go, Schmustin. We all know who you are.
Yes. Yep. Oh, wow. It's all coming back.
Yep. Yep.
Ah, yes.
You know what else comes back? Watching Blue Lock every week while we do that. While we're watching the show. Terrible transition, but it transitioned nonetheless, folks.
It was pretty bad.
Swing and a miss. It's okay. You know who else missed?
Oh,
aha! There we go. The king.
Oh, too soon.
But it's true, factually true. Yeah.
Well, you know what I got to say before we start getting into the show? I'm kind of getting annoyed with how these episodes are laid out. It's probably good for the podcast, but not good for me. Because I just want to keep watching.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good problem.
It's been the past two episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The betrayal happened with our guy, and he's like, haha, I'm on their team. End of episode. Now we got to wait. And then this last episode, what was the cliffhanger for that one? I forgot. But it was another cliffhanger where I'm like, I need to see how this ends.
Yeah. Middle of the mat or towards the end of the mat.
Right.
I forgot again.
That's it. Yeah, I forgot.
Ben just reviewed it.
No, not this one.
Well, no, he's talking about
last episode.
It's always the middle of a match.
Yeah, it's right in the middle. I'm like, can I just watch the next 5 minutes of the next episode and then know who out? But well, no, you can't.
You actually tried that once.
I did try that. Yeah.
Oh.
And somehow
Crunchyroll tried it for me. Let's go with that.
Yeah, and but I, not actually intentionally.
But I didn't get the good part.
Right, you didn't get the part you wanted.
Right. So it did it again this time, and I was really annoyed.
It's still doing it?
No. I'm saying the cliffhanger happened again, and I'm really annoyed by it.
Also annoying, yeah. That's true. Well, good thing for our listeners, that makes you want to keep watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise you might quit, then the podcast would be done, and then what's going to happen? You know?
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
So bring us into it, Chess. Let's go.
Well, I'm going to lead right off the bat with hats off to Kolb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got that one right. I did. Yeah.
Wow. Like, really did. And I mean, I was rooting for you. Let's be clear. So I was very happy when it happened. But man, they did lose the match, which I think we all were assuming. I don't think anybody was going to specifically was thinking, oh, they're going to win against the top three people. Now we can talk about how it happened. But then they took our dribbler. They took my favorite character, not Nagi. Look at that.
They did not.
They did not. What did you think about the reasoning for why they took him?
It made perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Ben?
He was the best player in that game by far. Like, mm-hmm. I thought Isagi clearly wasn't going to get picked. Nagi had some good moments, but how'd we decide to pronounce it? Bachira?
Bachira.
Yeah. He was great, and he showed he could just take it by himself, which in these small teams, that skill is huge. So, yeah, I did not predict him. I predicted Isagi as well. But halfway through the match, I was like, yep, we're going to lose him. he's definitely getting picked. Like, there's no doubt he's playing very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
I would wager. Oh, go ahead.
No, it was funny. Their reasoning made perfect sense. They even knew, mm-hmm. they're like, we're three all-stars. We don't really play together. Let's pick a character, or let's pick a player that can kind of glue us together. I'm like, wow, that's very insightful for these guys, these all-star characters. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm glad they gave a good reason to pick it, and not just saying like, we want to cause some drama for our main character. Let's take his best friend right now.
Yeah. And I think that's a good thing to see from the All-Stars. Like, yeah, you have Ren and he's on his high horse and like he doesn't care. But like they clearly know the game. They're not just like, oh, I'm full of raw talent and I can beat you. Blah, blah, blah. They're like, yeah, we need a pass person. We need a person that can pass really well. And I appreciate that. They mm-hmm. they also, even though they had those like, you know, Ren has this like, everybody's weaker than me, so I don't care. Like, they're like, yeah, we still need to work as a team and let's take this guy. He's good. He's impressive. Brilliant. Well done.
Brilliant.
Glam. As our long-haired man would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of that guy, yes. As the resident, you know, soccer players here, would long hair like that be annoying in a soccer game?
Undone like that? Yeah, most definitely.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe he could play like that.
I know. A lot of soccer players have long hair, but they always put it up for games.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
Not this one.
It's not glam.
It's got to let that hair flow like the river. Wild and free.
Wild.
Just beyond the river bend. Waiting just beyond. The river
bed. I really liked the first possession where our team goes mm-hmm. down, moves it around mm-hmm. well, scores. I was like, very good.
Yeah, very good. Very well done. Immediately scores.
Immediately scores because they mm-hmm. didn't do anything else.
They scored again, right?
I think they got two.
Like the total? Opposing team never moved.
I think Ren didn't move.
Yeah, the number one guy didn't do anything.
The other two
moved at least a little bit.
Yeah,
okay. I know.
They wouldn't need to pass it then if they just stood there.
That's true. Touché. Ren definitely was just sizing him up.
Oh yeah,
because he didn't even budge.
No.
So what did y'all think then of the top three characters, players? Sorry, Colby's got me saying it. So Ren obviously is number one and he has this whole massive like crushing the field animation going on. But then you've got Insecure Dude who overcompensates basically. That's his strength. He overcompensates and he's really good. He's actually very good, but he's insecure. And then the long haired dude is long limbed, tall, and just really got like massive skills along with a physique that helps him.
Yeah.
Out.
Very spidery.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good word for it.
He's got legs and arms that can just wrap around a character and shoot from bad angles and score.
And usually those characters are kind of like bad or like the really like meh, like that. Waluigi.
I was going to say like Waluigi.
Yeah, yeah. That works really well for this situation. Yeah, because he's got those long legs.
He's not really that type of character. He's just a self-conceited, like, glam boy. it's true. he's not a bad character. He might be annoying or something to you. But, even in the shorts, I actually really liked him in the little short thing. He's dumb. And I was like, oh, this is kind of funny to me.
Yeah. He's got his little quirk.
Yeah.
That's funny. Ben, were you surprised that our team actually scored a few goals?
I was surprised that they scored after their first, because I think they just did get two, didn't they? Or did they get three?
Mm-hmm. Two.
They got more than one.
I thought, I thought it would be the one and done. I thought they were just going to, because they were clearly the inferior team. So it was cool to see them come back and, you know, score at least one other goal. I will say, to answer your question, I didn't like any of them, but for different reasons. So, because sometimes you don't like
villain. Please explain.
And it's for a good thing. So sure. I'll give you an example right now.
Yes.
Flock. You do not like Flock.
Flock and it's, sucks.
It's perfect. That's exactly what I want. For these three, I did not like the number two and number three just because I thought they were annoying, especially number three. I don't like characters that are like, their skills just come out when some random thing happens. It's just like, I just want to see it all the time, you know? So I didn't like that one. Glam was just, just not about the glam, I guess. And Rin, I don't like, but it will be so satisfying him getting taken down at some point. And so therefore I like how that character is being done. I don't really like two and three at all.
That's fair. Culpster?
Yes.
Wait, did you already answer?
Well, I asked the question.
Oh, touche. So, Chest, what do you think? well, I'm glad you asked, Chest. Yeah, they're not my favorite team either. They grew on me. Again, a lot of characters grow on me in the short films. The little shorts at the end of episodes, because it's just for fun. even the eyebrows boys, even they, like when I watched theirs, I was like, I still don't like them, but I dislike them less. But yeah, no, I still, my favorite characters are still well rooted in our team, and not just the top three. I mean, like the whole list, like it's still well rooted. Breaking in there is like King and Nagi, and that's it. Yeah. Respect their skills though. Mad skills.
I don't even respect three skills. I really don't. I just think that's
he's a very lightning step kid, right? Zenitsu or whatever.
Yes. Yes.
That's now I know.
Comparison.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's exactly what I thought of when you were explaining why you didn't like him.
And it's almost like he falls asleep. Weird.
Yeah, exactly.
His animation is kind of weird. It's got like a slimy, like a sludge thing going on.
Yep.
It's weird. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a good difference even right there. I like Zenitsu better because his moves are awesome when he's asleep. I won't ever take that away from him. This guy, he became the slime monster, like the unstoppable slime monster. So like, I mean, oh, cool.
Ew.
There's worse things that could happen.
It's true. It's true.
So they lost. They took Bachira. Yeah, and then our boys got, as they say in European League, they got relegated. They got dropped down. So they go into a different room. That is for losers, and they're sitting there. They're the first of the losers, so good job, boys. That's a first of something. Yeah. And they're in there, and they're kind of processing the thing. Our main guy has a main guy moment for him. He gets down on he's throws himself a pity party, and Nagi gets upset at him, which I don't disagree with Isagi. Like, Nagi shouldn't pretend like he's Ryo, but I also am like, yeah, that's probably what you should do, is just like slap him in the face and be like, hey, shut up, like, stop it.
Yeah, especially if he's your only teammate left.
Right. Stop it. Just stop it.
Yeah. These were not good episodes for Isagi. I was very annoyed by him.
Yeah.
And quite the opposite for Nagi for me. I have not really been interested in his character at all, and I liked him in both of these episodes. Just his different development. It's like he's becoming more human. Like, before he's just like this robot. And I like his thought processes. And his game was already pretty cool. So I like where his character's going. But yeah, Isagi just had a bunch of moments.
You know what? You know what I think is, see if this has helped. It's helped for me. They've defined his skill as ball handling, specifically like trapping the ball. Mm-hmm. And before, it just kind of seemed like he was a whiz kid, like Ren is. But that's actually come out that that's not the case. He actually has a lot of vulnerabilities. So for me, the clarity of like, oh, this is specifically his quirk, his talent, and he's honing that, that brings it even more for me of like, that's even better. Like he's got, mm-hmm. he's got stuff to work on. He's very naive when it even just comes to how soccer works. That was something that came out in this episode was that I think of the three of them, Bachira is the most experienced soccer player, like more than Isagi and more than Nagi. So it's interesting seeing them try to strategize without him and like figure out what to do. But who walks in? Smack myself in the head. Who walks into the loser's ring second?
You already said it. It is the king.
It is the king. And do you remember his name?
I do remember his name now. I didn't know it back then.
Oh, I don't think we ever did. But what's his name?
Naru Haya. Yep. He's the light brown haired kid from our team, our old team. Yep.
And you were flickering, you were fixing your connection and your screen, and we almost started talking about him because he was hitting the replay of that. He is a freak show. Like, what in the world is wrong with that boy?
Where did this come from?
Yeah.
And I was telling Ben, I halted myself because I was like, I got to save this for the episode. It's not like the good weirdo vibes. Like they're like some of our characters are weirdos and I like that. But this is like, dude, you're just a psycho. Like you need to stop. You are a creep.
Yeah. Well, that and a jerk. What he was saying was accurate, but it's like, why? Like it seemed like the team prior had quite the bond. Isagi was a very good leader. Like he helped them a lot. And so for Naru Haya to like, just come at him like this was like, cause initially when he walked through the door, I'm like, oh fun. This character will get some moments. And he did get moments, but just the like, now we want to see him get smashed moments. Like,
which probably will happen based on plot points. I'm pretty sure we know how this went.
Yeah.
But don't want to jump ahead.
Yeah. It's annoying, but again, this makes for more, like, go back to the flock example. This is going to make it for more rewarding, like a win against King and Naru Haya. Like, let's go.
So I found it interesting that they lost because King is incompatible playing with other people. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to jump straight to predictions. They're going to beat them and take King. So what is this going to do? Like, how are they going to incorporate this guy? Again, that's my prediction. And I'm just thinking ahead, like, as I'm watching this play out, I'm like, okay, they're definitely going to challenge each other for sure. They're going to win and they're going to take King. Because Nagi and Isagi are clearly like it's there's no way that they're not going to continue in the show. And then this other character is being built up, like Ben said, to basically get crushed. And so they're going to take King, but King is a notorious egomaniac. And you even see it in how he plays in this episode. Like he's like Nagi's like, yeah, don't even worry about the other dude. Like he's never going to pass. He just won't. He won't pass. He's upset that we scored, and so he's going to keep it to himself. So come on, double team King. Like we got this. And I was like, that's fascinating. Like he's really in his head that he knows that this is how this guy plays so well, just from watching him play a couple times. That he's like, yeah, just ignore the other dude. You're going to be fine. So how do you incorporate that into a three-man team?
Well, I mean, he's been doing this. He just does his thing. He scored four goals right away, according to even though he lost that game. He's just going to be that selfish player anyway. So you just either let him do his thing or you play around him.
It'd be interesting.
I mean, they're going to obviously have to do something. But yeah, the King's not going to give up that ball.
Is there a world where they don't pick him?
That's what I'm kind of wondering.
Certainly hope not.
Like, is there a way this game develops that they actually land on the conclusion that they will be a more effective team by taking Narohaja? And King is like a mini villain that's taken down and out of the show.
I don't think so, but I hope that's how it goes for you.
Oh, I don't know if I hope that. I don't like.
No, I don't.
I like
don't
King
think that's
just because I like hearing his voice, but I don't like him, and I really don't like Narohaja. So it's kind of like, what do we do here?
So
I can't imagine.
You want my full prediction?
No, not yet.
Okay.
You can after I say this.
Okay.
How's that for you?
I'm going to sit on my hands.
Okay, so I feel like the smarter thing, well, this is all assuming that our team wins. Maybe they lose and Isuki gets kicked out or Nagi gets kicked out. It could happen. Probably not Isuki because, you know, he's the main character.
Probably not.
So, get out of here, Nagi. No, I'm kidding. They're probably going to win. The smart thing, obviously, would be to pick the better player, which is King. But are they going to do that like, but Narohaja was part of my team and he's probably got some good things, or something will come out in the game where they're like, oh, that's a great skill. How come we didn't notice it before? So there could be a chance where they just like, say you, King, you're a jerk. Get off the field.
Yeah.
We're playing as a team in this league where teammates don't matter. So, it's possible. Right. I don't know if it's going to happen.
That angle. Yeah,
I don't think it might not happen, but I can see them doing something like that. All right, Chess, give us your full prediction.
Okay, first, do you want a mini spoiler of why they won't kick out Nagi?
Why would we want a spoiler?
I don't want to know it. Then, if you
how
know
much of this have you watched, Chess?
Yeah, Chess. I haven't watched any more of the show.
Lies. But okay, fine. How much have you read?
Prove it.
Not this much.
Prove it.
Me a while ago.
Prove your innocence.
Let's just
because you're currently guilty.
I can't prove it without saying the thing. So, oh well.
Yeah,
you just have to trust me.
Yeah.
So they won't kick out Nagi. Fact number one. Fact number two. Based on how I've seen this show go, my prediction is that they win and they do the whole we're taking you with the burning eyes thing to King because he's the stronger character, and that somehow with Isagi's spatial awareness, that's because he's trying to figure out how to link things right now.
Yeah.
And that's what he does. He figures out how to link other people's chemical reactions. Because yes, they're playing as individuals, but I think ultimately he's going to figure out how to link with other people himself. And I think King is somehow going to be a part of that. That's my full prediction. Cause King has everything he's lacking, basically.
In talent and power
and hair.
I bet if you spike it up, it could look very similar.
We should ask him.
Yeah, we could just ask him. He's going to be a guest next week.
In December.
You know what I'm curious about? Beat King's team?
Yes.
What if it's Kunigami's team?
Ooh, I would love it.
That's what I'm hoping.
And who is the third character?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's player. Right. It's Kunigami and Chigiri, and then who's that third guy? Yeah.
Who's on their team, but who did they take? more importantly, because you know it's not going to be a rando. Like, they whoever was playing with King, if they beat them, they took a good character, is my
opinion. They said who it was, right?
Oh, who was it? Oh, they did. Never mind.
Wasn't it the other brown-haired guy?
No, I don't
from our team? Him. Oh, maybe not.
I don't remember.
I don't think they said who they took. Did they? Now I'm doubting that. There's a lot of montage moments because of the training stuff.
So no, I'm pretty sure Naruhaya says who they took in that meeting room when they first come into the losing bracket. He says, "Oh, they took this guy because they didn't want King because he's a selfish player."
Hmm. We're gonna have to go back and look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What I was gonna say right before you said that, which is just such good timing, is what I was most curious about for these two episodes is the only things they did not cover. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know what happened to Kunigami and Chiguri. Like, I wanted to watch their match. I wanted to see who they picked. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see where they went. I wanted to see where the rest of the team went. We didn't find out anything about that. Anything. We have no idea. And I was so excited. So, which leads me to I don't know about a point, but just a thought. This is where, for me, this will determine how high Blue Lock can go. Is can it accomplish, and I'm sorry, I have to compare it to Haikyuu. I know it's not right, but Haikyuu did a good job about elevating a lot of characters, and Blue Lock started that way. If they just keep the focus here, it's going to stop rising through the charts for me. But if they can keep bringing in these other characters from the team that we started to love, then Blue Lock will probably keep going up. But like, if Kunigami and Chiguri just like, you just don't see them much anymore, and they occasionally see each other in the cafeteria. I don't think that'll happen, but if it does, Blue Lock, their ceiling just got a lot lower.
Do you want to know a prediction?
Of yours?
Is it because you know this as well?
Is it because you know what's going on, Chest?
I've been watching ahead. No, this is just from... We got a new theme song. We got a new opener.
Oh.
Did you watch the opener?
Of course not.
Okay. They're in the opener a lot, so...
That's good to hear.
That, like, a lot. They're in the opener.
Yeah. Gosh, I can't wait to see him play again. You know?
It's of them dying, like a sword thing.
So. A sword.
But, you know, yeah, it was the next round is round three. Gladiator battles. No soccer involved.
That's rough. Oh, man.
They go full battle royale after this.
Yeah. Well, somehow we've just completely skipped over like what actually happens in the episode, but really that felt appropriate to me because in a sense nothing really happened. Like, they just began playing and Izugi's in a tight spot. That's all you need to know. That's it.
It's 2-2. Naruhaya just scored.
He's
and
jerk.
Called Isagi an average that said, "We're just average Joes.
We're just average cups of Joes."
He did score?
Not yet.
I thought he did. I
think he's chasing after a ball, right?
He definitely is at the end. I'm pretty sure King scored both the goals.
No, because King passes it to Naruhaya, and that's the like moment of he gets behind teams.
But he hasn't scored yet.
That's where the... Okay, so maybe he just didn't... He's probably going to score, I would assume so.
I only wrote one thing down in my notes, and it was Naruhaya is going after a ball to score. But he hadn't... I haven't seen it go in the net yet.
No, I didn't. Because the last thing see is Isagi's face going, "Oh, no, I'm the weakest link."
Right.
You are the weakest link.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Ooba.
Yeah, so it's a weird thing to see one of your characters who was on your team, the team you're rooting for, do this like little, it's not a backstab, but he really is goading and going after our guy, our main character. It's like, oh man, is this just how it's going to be? Are all the characters going to be like this? Is Bachira the only one who wants to stay as a team?
No, I think Kunigami and Chigiri are going to be
there. Why do you say that, Jess? Because you've seen it.
Yeah. Just admit it.
Maybe admit with it. Their team, but they seem to be pretty solid in that first room.
I'll give it to you because they do. Chigiri and Kunigami do say, all right, we're on a team, bro.
Right.
Maybe fist bump. No, and, think, who's going to be our third?
The same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and they, maybe, in, the, maybe you're right. In the opening, they show up next to each other. So,
okay. So, yeah, it's, I mean, the betrayal of one of our teammates, and then this other guy who's really cutthroat about it. He's like, that's Blue Lock, baby. I'm going to beat you, Isagi. We wanted to pick you because you're the worst, and we knew we'd beat you. Like, what do you say that to your old teammate?
I know. He did. Ah, so bad. He did.
Not even the king talks like that.
Yeah, he does.
Not really. Not like
he
that.
Says you're all like talks, you're all terror like you're all stink. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, yeah. You all
and
everybody.
Donkeys.
But that's different than saying, "Hey, I singled you out because I think you're the weakest person, and we picked you specifically because of that." Like, yeah. How would you feel if I said, "Kolb, you both suck," and then I was like, "Kolb, you specifically suck."
Hmm. You know, I feel like that would hurt. Hurt me a little bit, cut me.
Yeah, you see, So that's why I just tell you both all the time, constantly.
Mm. All right, fair point.
And that feels better.
Yeah, it does, right? That feels better. Just hits differently, you know. It's funny.
Oh man!
No, I'm excited for this next episode. I am also with Kolb. I hate the breaks.
I
that's how we know.
Show.
I know. That's how we know we picked a good show.
Like Jess does. I just want to binge the show like Jess.
So you want another prediction? You want to know how it ends? You want to know how the season ends? Yeah. You want to know how the season five ends? Because I've gotten the script right here.
What? Oh my goodness.
Yep.
Joke's on you. They only did 3 seasons.
All right, so we got our prediction out there, right? Or not fully. Mm-hmm. Chest, you said
I did.
Our team is going to win, and they're going to pick the king.
Yeah.
Then who do you what is your prediction? Give it out. We've given some possibilities. Yep. What is your actual guess?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go with our team wins. Mm. In fact, I know. I've been given certain information. I know they're going to win.
Hilarious.
And I think, you know what? I'm going to go with the prediction. Something develops in the match that makes them realize Naruhaya actually makes more sense and will give them a better chance to succeed in the future. And they will select him for the win.
I like it, Ben. I like it. But I feel like Nagi is going to be that voice of reason that's going to say, no, don't pick him. The king is a better choice. I feel like Isagi is going to be torn. Like, oh, maybe we should pick him because of this awesome thing that he did. Or I learned something from him. Or we're playing better as a team or something like that. Mm-hmm. But then Nagi's going to be like, but he didn't score any goals. Or he only scored 1 goal or whatever. So let's pick the king. And then Isagi's like, ah, this is Blue Lock, baby. I should probably do it. And so they pick the king. So that's my guess. They win and they pick the king.
Is that a thing now? This is Blue Lock, baby.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep saying that. Every time
this is Blue Lock, baby.
Every time there's one of those moments, I'm just going to use that. It's Blue Lock, baby. So,
it's Blue Lock, baby.
Yeah, I think they're going to win and they're going to pick the king. Now, here's another prediction, guys. What we got to say. If by some grace we get to see Kunigami and Chigiri's game,
we will.
Who will be their third? Who do you think it's going to be?
Ooh, that's a toughie.
Yeah.
That could be literally anybody.
We know it's not the king.
Okay. I'm going to go off on a leap. I'm going to go off on a leap here. I'm going based off the intro. So this is perfectly available information. I'm going to say it's Rio.
Rio is purple hair?
Purple hair, Nagi's, Nagi's friend. I'm going to say it's Rio. Because in the intro, it goes Kunigami, Chiguri, Rio. Back to back to back to back.
Here, let me quickly watch the opening.
I don't like to do this.
But yeah. You watched ahead.
No, but I agree with Chest, actually. Not because...
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I haven't watched the intro, but it's I think it's a really good fit.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I really don't think it's somebody from their own team. So I'm eliminating all those as options. I think of another like popular character and it's the other speedster. Doesn't seem fun to have those two on the same team.
No.
And so there's the twins. I think, no, thank you.
Well, one twin's gone.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. So the single, no, thank you.
The single.
So I agree. Single? I agree with Chess.
Like, let the record stand. First time on the podcast.
Ben, that's a very good. Your explanation was good. That he's a good fit. He's a he's a ball handler. He's a passer, and we got a speedster and a power kick. So that makes sense. And he's the only one in that room so far that we know who it is. Mm-hmm. So like that makes sense too. So if I'm going with all those clues, you're probably right, but I don't want you to be right. I didn't really like his character that much. So I'm going to say Nico. Nico's going to get in there.
Oh, okay. I forgot about him.
Yeah, that okay.
That's good.
That's a valid choice.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's not like it's not random at all. That's
I'd rather
choice.
It be Nico than Rio or Ryu?
Rio?
Rio.
It's R-E-O Speedwagon.
Oh, R-E-O Speedwagon. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to go with Nico. But you guys are probably right because we've already seen him in that winner's room or that second level room. So it'll probably be him, but I don't want it to be.
We haven't seen Nico Robin yet. So.
Yeah. I like that. That's,
I love I
like
her character, by the way, Jess.
I know. That's why I keep saying it. Yeah, I guess we'll find out. Or we won't. I don't know. We might never.
Yeah. Or we might already know. Am I right,
or
guys?
Or we might already know. Okay. What at some point it's going to become valid for me to say the thing that was like a minor spoiler, and I just want y'all to like call me back to that and be like,
call you out on that, is that what you said?
Yeah, call me out on to
slap
that.
Slap you in the face with that, is that what you said?
And I'll reveal what it was and y'all be like, oh, okay. So it was that I watched the whole thing, but.
Oh, call back.
Well, I think we've got the makings for a fun next episode next week for us, like on the podcast, because this is exciting. We got some predictions in here, a lot of potential to be wrong from you guys.
I might watch them tonight.
You can. It's always fun. It's always funny to me when I text y'all like the next day and I'm like, I already watched it. And you're like, oh, you dirty dog. And yeah. I'm like, I don't know how you guys wait. It's impossible. It's that tension of like, watch it now and find out. Or if I know I'm probably going to have a busy week, I'm not going to be able to double watch them. It's like, watch it now and find out, or watch it closer and have more details in my head.
Mm-hmm. That's what I always pick. I always pick the details.
Yeah, you choose
even if I don't like it. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you all do. Yeah. Don't want to single you out.
Yeah.
We all chose poorly, Cole.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Well, I guess we'll find out. I think next week is going to be fun. I think we're going to find. Oh. For them, it will be fun. For us, 2 weeks from now, will be fun. So I'm definitely going to watch them. Holy cow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not gonna be able to wait that long. Yep. Alrighty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you enjoy your trip then.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're going over to Dubuque?
You're stalling sore at an hour, aren't you?
No. Definitely not fillering the end of the
20 seconds.
I'm filler busting my own episode. And that was called in a sentence or something when you're trying to like stall out time and they don't want you to. It's something with like law. Filler bustering.
Three.
No, it's a real thing. You're right.
Yeah. One.
See, I went over time. Well, folks, we do appreciate you listening, though. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a blast for us. And we didn't even just talk about filler this whole time. We were talking about the episode. So there you go. All the 20 minutes of our hour was filler. So, but it was worth it. Worth it. So come back next week on Three Dads talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when three guys love anime?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when those three guys start having
kids, children, dads, and so
become fathers and
each have kids separately? Went on each separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.